Hey guys, Andy McCann here with CrossFit Garage, and today I'm going to help maybe get you started with get you out of that mindset of, man, it's been too long, I'm too far out of shape, I'm too far, in mindset, too much has happened in my life, I've eaten so bad for this long, like, basically, fill in the dot, 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 I can't get started, dot, 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 dot. But I should, right? So how do you get out of that and what do you do to get started? Spoiler alert, the easiest way to get any of this done is find yourself a mentor. Somebody has already been here where you're at and you can move on. You could use them to get guidance to move through it or at least see that probably what you're going through is actually natural and you shouldn't worry about it so much. So what we're gonna cover is fitness, nutrition, and mindset. Probably of all of these, mindset is the most important because if you don't change the way you think about things, then that's going to color everything else. If you can at least change from a static mindset, I am fat, I am unhealthy, to a flexible mindset or a growth mindset, I can be healthy. I'm not in a great place now, but I could work towards it. Then you can move into these other things. So, but because since the business is fitness, and most of you guys are in here are fitness driven, or at least you're watching for that, we're gonna talk fitness. So if you're already doing stuff and you wish somebody, hey, Renu, how are you doing, man? I saw you were working out at home, I think. Good stuff. That's in the list. Anyway, so because most of you guys are fitness people and you're probably doing this already, you probably know somebody that could use this message. Just link them to it. Or I would love to talk to your friends or family members, even if they live in Alaska. I don't care. I just want to help out. Chris Cooper, the mentor that I work with, or at least the group that I'm in, he's got a book called Help First. Man, it changed the way I view a lot of what I do. It's just marvelous. So I've got a few books that I'm going to talk to you guys about. So just stay with me. It might be kind of a long video, but I think it'll be helpful in many areas. So fitness, you're thinking to yourself, probably the biggest thing I get is, Andy, it's been too long. I am too unfit to do fitness. So it's like when the doctor says, hey, your knee is so messed up, don't ever use your knee again. You're like, okay, I'm 46 and you're telling me don't use my knee again. My sister, Carol Ann, she's up. She owns a gym, CrossFit Plant City. She had a member come to her and say, the doctor said, because of my arthritis, I can't use my knees. And she's like, well, how about instead of never using your knees, we find a happy place. Let's start working on these things together and see what we need to do to build around that. So she had her do a squat. She's like, yeah, that hurts. I'm like, okay, well, remember how I said you should drive your knees out? Let's try that this time. It's like, hey, that didn't hurt. She's like, crazy, right? We would know what we're talking about to help you, where a doctor says, well, you're probably just going to keep hurting yourself, right? So don't do it. In these cases, a mentor, somebody can help you, right? Somebody's gone before. So it's been too long. I haven't done anything. I'm way out of shape. Life has gotten me. I've had 4 kids. I'm 20 years later. What do I do? So biggest thing I can tell you is just start. So if you've got at least the good mindset where I can get going, pick a goal. Could be, I'm just going to start walking. Beautiful. I've always said this, if the hardest thing you do all day is the normal stuff you do all day, you're never gonna get fit and you're actually trailing off into feebleness. So by the time you're 90, you're gonna have somebody wiping your butt and helping you stand up because you're not doing anything to help yourself. You've got to do something that'll have a compound effect. Actually, I think that's gonna be backwards for you guys. It says compound effect, but whatever. You've got to do something that grows you. You've got to reach beyond. So just pick a distance. Hey, I'm going to walk a mile. I don't know, whatever. I'm going to walk to the end of that stop sign and walk. And the next week, just go a foot further. You went further, right? And the next week, go another foot further. Just do something a little bit more. So have something to get you started. It could be as simple as, hey, I'm going to walk. Or, hey, I'm going to sit with good posture or get a stand-up desk and stand some and work on deep breathing. So a lot of these books are going to talk about, especially The Power of Habit and Atomic Habit, are going to talk about posture, right? And doing just simple things. And that's a great place to start. Having simple, great lung capacity. My grandfather, Andre Messina, he was a trumpet player. And he had such great lungs that when he would go to the doctor, they're like, you're going to live forever. Of course, he ended up having an aneurysm, so didn't live forever. But his lung capacity wasn't his issue. He could get up, he could run, he could, well, I don't know if he ran, but he would work in the yard all day. The guy was in phenomenal shape, mostly because of his lung capacity and his posture while playing. So, beautiful stuff. I'm sure Doug Lindsay and Mike Martin can attest to the power of playing a wind instrument and how that affects your lung capacity. So, probably the biggest thing, though, I can tell you is go find somebody that knows what they're talking about and just simply ask them. So, many gyms will do some sort of no-sweat intro or a consultation of some sort, especially if you go to a CrossFit gym. They'll have this, and they'll probably tell you what you could do. Just go in and tell them, look, I'm interested, but I very minimally know what I'm doing. What would you suggest I do to start? And they'll probably list it out for you. Well, let's talk. Okay, boom, boom, boom. You're like, oh, well, that's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? Because it's their job. So you're not expected to know. I mean, I know you do taxes every year, but you're not expected to be awesome at taxes. There's TurboTax, there's tax planners, because that's what they do, right? They're specialized in these things. Coaches of facilities that, especially boutique facilities, that offer mentoring, coaching, and accountability want you to succeed. Weirdly, if you don't, they go out of business. So they want to give you good advice. So go talk to them. And usually that's a free consultation like we do at our gym, CrossFit Garage. You can come in, or if you're not in the state or in Woodstock, just call me or text me. I'm happy to talk to you, but it's easy. The stuff isn't rocket science. So that's fitness. Just do something. It's not very hard to get a step, and you're never too far gone. I get people all the time saying, it's been 20 years, what do I do? I need to go somewhere to get fit enough so I can do CrossFit. I'm like, what? The whole idea of CrossFit is to help grow you. So you wouldn't say in soccer, I need to go play soccer somewhere before I join a soccer team. Just join the team. The coach is there to grow you. A coach at a gym is there to grow you, okay? So the next thing, I'm going to hit nutrition next since, again, it's we're a fitness and health and fitness website, or not website, service. But mindset is on here. I think it's the biggest part of it. So wait till mindset, it's coming. So nutrition, again, spoiler alert, get a mentor. But before that, if you can't, you're like, I don't want to pay that money because what do they know? It's what they do. It'd be the best money you've ever spent. Having a mentor tell you will cut years off your screw up roadmap, right? Or it'll speed up the roadmap you're on. So get a mentor. But if you can't do that, if you don't want to, just start. It's really not that hard. Pick one goal, one habit to add to your life. The easiest one, the one we always talk about to everybody, is just drink more water. Just get a glass. Didn't have to be a big one. Just drink more water intentionally. I drink before eating a meal. Perfect. Fill up water and drink it. I drink when I wake up. Great. Don't drink before you go to bed, especially if you're over 40. Stop drinking anything after 7:30 and you'll actually have a better night's sleep. It's weird. You won't get up to pee if you don't have liquid in you, right? So yeah, don't drink water before you go to bed. Unless you want to get up in the middle of the night to let the dogs out. That's a great way to remind you to get up, I guess. Next is make a meal. If you don't cook anything, if you're always eating out, go learn how to make a meal. It's really not, with the technology today, it is not hard. You can even load Alexa onto stuff, or probably Siri too. I don't know if Siri does it, and say, hey, I want to make, I don't know, grilled cheese. How do I do it? And they'll pull up a recipe. You can even tie it to something like AnyList and say, hey, here's a recipe. Get me all the stuff that I need to buy from Publix. Boop, boop, boop. And then go and get it. And then, hey, how do I do it? And they'll tell you. It's really not that hard. Or just ask a friend, hey, what's an easy meal that you make that you like that's somewhat healthy? Boom, right? And then try it. Cooking is great because it's really hard to mess it up. You can overcook it, I guess, but or maybe undercook it. But besides that, I mean, salt it, pepper it, put some seasoning on it, and you'll change the taste of it. So drink water, make a meal. Probably another one that we tell a lot of people is pick a time to stop eating after. So like I've done this before. I started like pick something easy. Hey, I go to bed at 10, so I'm not going to eat after 10. Yeah, that's easy because I'm asleep. Then you back it up and say, okay, that was good. How about 9:45? Can I stop eating at 9:45? Okay, perfect. How about 9:30? You keep backing up until you find a place where, actually, this is kind of tough. I find myself snacking. And then you want to do things like with this actually, I think it's not that. I think it's Atomic Habit, which goes through this. But you want to figure out what this habit loop is and why you're doing it. Why do I eat at 9:15 every night. And oh, weird, I am eating a piece of something that's got caffeine in it. No wonder I'm having a hard time going to sleep. So you want to track that sort of stuff. But it's not hard. Just pick one habit and start. It goes back to this book right here, right? The compound effect. You make the best money in life by having it compound for you. Working hour for hour for dollar, it's okay. I mean, it's good. That's what most of us do. But if you can get ahead of it, save money, put it in investments with any of the investors around here. Even at our gym, we've got Aaron who has an investment company. Matt Decker's got an investment company. Invest with them. Let them help you compound your money. But it's those habits that build up over time. We've got a lot of time on our hand. We're going to live longer than most people in the past, except for maybe Methuselah, right? So start now. If you're already in the decline, man, it is going to suck by the time you're 75. When viruses pop up, you're like, oh no. If you're healthy, it's not a problem, right? So it usually starts with nutrition. Sleep is pretty darn important. I'm not covering that today. Okay, the next thing is mindset, and probably the biggest thing. If you have a static mindset, then, you know, I am smart. Then when you have a bad grade, you're like, dang, I guess I'm not smart. It shatters you. But if you instead say, hey, I work hard to get good grades, the effort I put in is who I am, that's great, because you can always put in the effort, and you'll know, did I put in the effort? No, but I will, right? So have that mindset change. I don't think I have that book. Oh, actually, I do. It's Carol Dweck's. Yeah, right here. It's at the bottom. So this is a great one. Mindset by Carol Dweck. I think that, yeah. And it's a great place to start. It's pretty thick and like, hey, this is why it works type stuff. But it's just a great way to kind of reframe who you are. And I do it with my soccer kids all the time. So in a soccer game, pretty much there's a winner and a loser. Yeah, I know you can tie, but still you feel like you lost when you tied. So there's a winner and a loser. So that means 50% of the time, well, some amount of the time, you're just the loser. So if you don't redefine winning, then you're just, most of the time, you're gonna, well, a lot of times you end up on the loser side. So redefine what winning is about. Did you try something new? Did you have a sub goal, right? So anyway, change your mindset. In many cases, feelings will follow actions. So one thing that I like to tell people is, hey, compliment three people today. Every day, just find three people to compliment. Hey, I like your earrings. I tell my kids to do this at school. Find somebody, especially girls who change something. Boys don't notice, so boys, take notice and just say, hey, I like your earrings. And even if they've been wearing them for a week, they're gonna be happy that you notice. So compliment somebody. Boys, say, my daughters, say something nice to somebody. I love the way that you trap and pass the soccer ball. Whatever, compliment somebody. So if you start complimenting people, you're gonna start seeing the world in a different way. We do this thing at our gym called Bright Spots Friday. We took it from, hey Frankie, we took it from Two Brain. And so we post, we post in Two Brain, but we also post on our Facebook group. Not everybody, but some people do here and there, a bright spot. And what I have found, it's fascinating. I look forward to Friday today, I think today's Friday, to post something cool, like, oh man, I saw this today and it made me happy, or this went really well. So you start seeing the world differently. When you look to compliment people, or you're posting a bright spot, your attitudes will follow those actions, right? So if you're a grumpy person, if you're a complainer, you're gonna be a grumpy person, right? So which came first? Probably the complaining. So easy thing on this is just pick a goal and get started, right? Compliment three people. It's an easy one. One that I love, which not many people will do right now, is give hugs. It's some people don't have physical contact with anybody because they live on their own, and it's just maybe not what everybody does, but give hugs. Man, the smiles that you'll get and give are tremendous. Of course, I know COVID and all that junk, but hugs are great. All right, something else you could do, podcasts, totally free. You're driving anyway. Stop listening to music or the news, good Lord, the news. Ay, ay, ay. That's a whole other conversation. Get some podcasts that are good for you, that help you hear. Maybe one that I always suggest is Ben Bergeron's Chasing Excellence. He uses a lot of this mindset from Carol Dweck, as well as essentialism and stoic mindset. If you can see that, yeah. Anyway, and it's framed around a health and a fitness kind of mentality. So it's beautiful. It's I would suggest that to everyone. As a matter of fact, I don't have the book now, but I gave to all of my soccer girls his book, Chasing Excellence, and said, hey, read this. There's a female hero, which is great. She struggles and becomes the best. She changes her mindset and uses her defeat to make it her ultimate comeback, right? So it's an awesome story. And it really helps change this mindset. And it's really where it starts. So you can also use, this is what I use, audible.com. And you can load books onto your phone. And then while you drive, you listen. Or while you're doing stuff, you listen. So your downtime becomes learn time. I have found that I can listen to most books at 1.5 speed. You can even do podcasts that way, but it sounds a little choppy. And so I can consume books faster. I'm very auditory, so it's great for me. You may not be that person. They do have like YouTube channels and you can watch them. I'm not so much a watch guy. So anyway, podcasts are free. Chasing Excellence, great one to start with. Audible, tons of books. They're like $12 a piece, or you can buy credits. Get physical books. I know it's weird. Amazon, Jeff Bezos started with this. Buy a book. I'll print it for you. And it's still probably the best thing is get a book. Whenever I listen to a book, if I really like it, I buy the book. So I'm going to show you a few of them. last thing is, second to last thing, hey Blake, is have goals. A great one, compliment three people. It's a great way to change your mindset. You'll start seeing something in a better light. The last thing is get a mentor. I know, you're like, Andy, you say that all the time. Man, it is the ultimate life hack. Find someone who already did it and ask them, what'd you do and how'd you handle this stuff? It's crazy, right? I mentioned this in another video. It's the first time I've ever had an 18-year-old kid. But you know what? It's not the first time in history where a dad had an 18-year-old daughter. I could ask, hey, what did you do? How did it work? What went well? What went wrong, right? And if they'll invest in you, and I hesitate to say to use family, because family probably doesn't want to piss you off. They don't want to have bad family get-togethers. So they'd be like, oh yeah, you're doing fine. I don't know. So mentors that either you go into it with the contract of tell me and I will eat this and I will consume it and I will change. Tell me, do it. Maybe that's the way to go. Or I'm paying you. Tell me. So a paid mentor is probably the best way to go, because they're going to tell you because they know it's right. And they know while it hurts you, that's their job. And you'll grow from that. So you don't grow from easy, you grow from hard. I tell my soccer girls all the time, hey, losing is fine. Did you learn something? Losing is the ultimate teacher. When you stuck your tongue in the light socket, it hurt, didn't it? You lost. Are you going to do that again? I didn't think so, right? So let them fail. And, you know, failure is a great teacher. So, you know, mentors could let you fail, or they'll help you from getting there, learning from their experience. Okay, so some of these books, Compound Effect, man, great book. It's simply just going through the idea of habits that you do daily will compound. Atomic Habit and The Power Habit, great ones on, can I see that? Yeah, on building habits and why they work and how they work. One of them, and I forget which one, goes into a little bit more deep detail on how to unwind a good or bad habit. And hey Cooper, and get a better habit. So I think it's this one. So they talk about the habit loop, and it's fun. And you're thinking, man, that was pretty easy. I can undo bad habits by just actually watching and tracking what I do and think and say during those moments. Yes, it's weird. Journaling or yeah, like noticing. Weird, it works. So anyway, those are some really good books. But I'd say the king of all books isn't specifically this one. I got this for my kids. But the king of all books that almost every book references back is Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This one is for teens because why not, right? Hey, what should I do for my kids? I get them this book. I'm like, okay, I'll get this book. It actually has some workbooks that you can have for your kids to do too. It's great. 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. If you haven't read it, that is a great place to start. Almost every book moves off of that book.
Okay.
So I'm going to shift a little bit. Some of the business books, Traction, great book. It actually builds off of 7 Habits. He talks about finding your rocks in your daily and weekly rocks. So Traction is a great way to run your business. Can you see that, Traction? I took the cover off. I don't like covers. If I can help it, I just go with the book. Great one. Tipping Point, it's... maybe not as practical, but it is pretty interesting to see where these tipping points kind of come into play. This one was awesome, Never Split the Difference. So he's a was a hostage negotiator, and he brings into daily life like how to use conversation points. So probably the best thing out of there is stop saying, "Why are you such a jackass?" Instead, say something like, "How can I help you with your attitude?" So now, it's weird. So why is attacking? How is, hey, we're on the same side, it's a problem, let's solve it. So it's amazing what the word how does, and there's a couple other great little pieces in there. Some other fun ones, I got this for my kids, The Science of Likeability. It's just like, and I listened to it on Audible, it's pretty good. And yeah, it's just helping kids understand stuff that we know because we're older, but they have no idea about, like, hey, talk about them. Weird, everybody wants to talk about themselves. Help them, talk about them. Something for just having a good life with your wife or your husband is the five love languages. If you don't, I think everybody knows this one. If you haven't read it, it's a great one. You might find that your spouse does not fit into any particular one of these. I think my spouse is a mixture of acts of service, but it's actually, so we call it imitation. So the sixth love language is imitation. I love acts of service if you do it my way. So I was like, okay, great. I just got to learn how to be better at this. So, but it's a fun book. The other one that I'd recommend for any business owner is Profit First. So I know this isn't necessarily, you're like, how's that mindset? It totally is. If you read it and you're like, change the way you think about your money and your business, Profit First, man, it's beautiful. And then another guy wrote Profit First for Micro Gym. So all of you gym owners out there, it's a great little book. It changes your mindset, changes the way you think about, well, it's income or revenue minus expenses equals profit. It doesn't have to be. You can start with, my profit's going to be 10%, and I'm going to figure out the rest. Because you did it before, so why not do it now? So it's a great little way to do it. Another cheat one that I do, it's not really maybe mindset, but I think keeping your mind active is super important. Many people, when they retire, they fade off and die. It's crazy, especially high functioning business men or women. They retire and then they're like, and they're out. And it's crazy. So keep your mind active. I like these. And I got my buddy Justin Lebrecht. He is into them big time. It's cryptograms. So they take, they just famous quotes and they mess up all the letters and you got to figure out how to do them. It's pretty fun. It's what people did before we did Sudokus. I always say this wrong. My sister Justine is a Einstein at this. She just looks at it and goes, and done. You're like, how did you? She's like, well, it's intuitively obvious. I'm like, it is not. So exercise your mind, right? So the big thing I can give you guys is get a mentor. I'll always say that to the end of time. None of them know that. I wish I would have known that earlier. I guess I had those as coaches. And my dad sort of, he did mentor us looking back on what he did, like our like wrestling mantra. One day I'll give that to you guys. But get a mentor. The next thing is that's maybe, I guess, easier is just start. If you don't know how to start, ask somebody that's the mentor. But just start. Pick an easy goal. I will drink more water. I will compliment three people. I will make one meal. I will walk to that stop sign and just get started. And know that, I don't know where the book is now, that habits compound and you can be better than where you are now just by starting. And things like CrossFit, I guess this whole topic came up because I get it all the time. I'm just not fit enough to do CrossFit. Or I have a torn meniscus in my, I'm still doing CrossFit. I have a broken, I can't do, you can. And we can work around it and we can build it up. You can do this stuff. It's really not that hard. It's just getting started, which really starts with mindset. All right, guys. As always, I am here for you to help you. I've got several emails and texts that I've been helping people with. It's great. Somebody asked for, help me find a good bod pod, a body measuring system. I'm like, all right, let's talk about it. Why do you want it? What are you looking to do? So it was a lot more detailed than I need a bod pod. It was like, why are you doing this? And it kind of spills into a whole bit different conversations, but I'm here for you. All right, y'all take care. Have a great weekend.